This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Bodies with bound hands, close-range gunshot wounds, and signs of torture lay scattered in a city on the outskirts of Kyiv after Russian soldiers withdrew from the area. Ukrainian authorities accused the departing forces on Sunday of committing war crimes and leaving behind a scene from a horror movie. As images of the bodies emerged from Bucha, European leaders condemned the atrocities and called for tougher sanctions against Moscow. And a sign of how horrific the reports shook many leaders, Germany's defense minister even suggested that the European Union consider banning Russian gas imports. Ukrainian officials said that the bodies of 410 civilians were found in Kyiv area towns that were recently retaken from Russian forces. Associated Press journalists saw the bodies of at least 21 people in various spots around Bucha, northwest of the capital. One group of nine, all in civilian clothes, were scattered around a site that residents said Russian troops used as a base. They appeared to have been killed at close range. At least two had their hands tied behind their backs. One was shot in the head. Another legs were bound. Ukrainian officials laid the blame for the killing squarely at the feet of Russian troops, with the president calling them evidence of genocide. But Russia's defense ministry rejected the accusations of provocation. Pope Francis is praying for an end to the sacrilegious war, as he puts it, in Ukraine, and for the world to show compassion to refugees. He made the comment as he concluded a two-day visit to Malta that was dominated by his concern for refugees, the devastation unleashed by Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and more.